AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It appears a tragic accident is responsible for the deaths of an adult and seven children. It happened in Princess Anne, Maryland. AP correspondent Juliet Linderman is on the scene.
His stepfather, Lloyd, told me that he had an outstanding electricity bill and they had cut the electricity recently, and that to keep his seven children warm, he was running a generator.
Closing arguments today in the Boston Marathon bomber case of Zohar Tsarnaev, according to AP correspondent Denise Lavoie.
Prosecutors portrayed Tsarnaev as a cold and calculating terrorist who was an equal partner with his brother in planning these bombings and in carrying them out.
The jury's expected to get the case tomorrow. Testimony on the murder trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez ended today after the defense called just three witnesses and rested its case in a single day. Jurors are due in court tomorrow morning to hear closing arguments and then get their instructions before beginning their deliberations. Some of the country's largest retailers are pulling Bluebell ice cream made at an Oklahoma plant that the company temporarily closed.
Walmart and Sam's Club have pulled products made at a Bluebell plant in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The two retailers continue to sell Bluebell products made at other plants. Grocery store chain Kroger has taken the same step. The dairy company issued a recall last month after ice cream contaminated with listeriosis was linked to three deaths at a Kansas hospital. The foodborne illness was tracked to a production line in Texas and later to the second line in Broken Arrow. I'm Martin DeCaro.
A fourth man was charged today in a terrorism case accusing him of raising money for a plot to have U.S. residents travel overseas to fight for the Islamic State group. This is AP Radio News. An illicit statue of NSA leaker Edward Snowden has popped up on a Revolutionary War monument in a Brooklyn park.
The artists who did the installation are anonymous, not surprising given that it's illegal, but not so anonymous as not to have taken video of the guerrilla action, which they gave to the city blog Animal.
We look at this as a gift to the city, but, you know, gifts are sometimes not accepted.
It was not accepted. The 4-foot-high bust, which was crafted to look like part of the prison ship martyrs monument in Fort Greene Park, was removed in short order. Councilwoman Lori Cumbo, who represents the area, called the installation unacceptable and a reprehensible act of public expression. Warren Levinson, New York.
Wisconsin and Duke are playing for the national championship tonight at Madison Square Garden in New York City. In the first half, the score was nip and tuck. At the half, Wisconsin and Duke are tied up at 31 apiece. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.